Chapter 8. Signing the Papers. The Story. Confidence Boost. It's as if the sun always shines on those days. The days where the actual change of hands takes place. Days when I acquire a new property and the days when I sign those papers. The days I get wealthier. I had finally finished negotiations and secured the financing on the property you read about in the last chapter, the apartment building I bought from that big local real estate investor. I woke up to what was about to become one of the better days I have ever had. I didn't know why, but there was something about that day that made me feel real good about what I do. The morning started like most others. I brewed some coffee, made toast with tomatoes, lemon, pepper, and olive oil, then sat down and looked through my emails while watching some inspiring stuff on YouTube. It was a good warm-up for something big, an important meeting. A meeting with a real estate investor, a realtor, and a banker. A meeting where I would be signing the papers and taking ownership of a new property. The meeting would be taking place at my new bank, one that I had promised to move all my banking to if I used their financing for this new property. Their office was located in the same town that my old high school was in. Since this particular day was a nice and sunny one, like all of the paper signing days seem to be, I got on my motorbike and started riding into town where my new bank had its office. I took my time cruising some smaller roads to enjoy the beautiful weather before arriving a few minutes ahead of schedule. Since it was a pretty big deal for me at the time, I noticed my heart beating a bit faster the closer I got. After parking on the main square, which is always free for motorbikes, I started walking towards the bank. Every step that took me closer to the actual event got my heart beating a little faster. I don't think I was that nervous about buying another house, but a little intimidated about meeting with some pretty powerful people. It would be the head of the bank, the seller, who was one of the bigger investors in the community, and the realtor. He was the biggest seller of commercial properties in that part of the country. All those big shots, and then me. A 25-year-old kid who came to the meeting in jeans, a hoodie, and with my motorbike helmet hanging on my arm. After a few minutes of walking, I arrived at the entrance and stepped inside. I looked around but couldn't see anyone, so I stopped at the reception and told them who I was. The receptionist looked up, gave me a huge smile, and said, "Oh, Lars, welcome, this way please." We walked around the reception, past a few smaller offices, past a few bigger offices, then reached a conference room and I was told to go in. I looked at the door with my heart beating like crazy. I felt sick. But then something happened that changed everything. I changed how I was thinking about it all. I decided to no longer be a little kid who was intimidated by all these experienced big shots. I decided to be a successful man. After all, I was the one adding another property to my portfolio that day. A property that I thought was brilliant and that I was certain would make me a ton of money. With my newfound confidence, I entered the room. The only one there was the head of the bank, who welcomed me very warmly, offered me some coffee, and small-talked with me for a while. A few minutes later, the door opened again and the house's previous owner walked in. He greeted us, got himself some coffee, and sat down to join our conversation, which ended up being a very interesting one. We talked about business, the markets, golf, my motorbike, and we did it as equals. A few minutes after that, our realtor arrived. He was in a rush, which I have learned realtors seem to be most of the time. After letting us know how busy he was, he too got himself some coffee and sat down. All paperwork was brought out and we went through it one point at a time. After 20 minutes, we had a pretty good idea of it all and we went on to sign it. I updated the accounts on my banking app and before I knew it, my mortgage had gone up significantly and what little money I had was gone. It felt great. Since we had such a nice conversation while waiting for the realtor, we got back to talking pretty quickly after all our work was done and, once again, it got really interesting. So interesting that even the realtor stayed around. I think close to an hour went by and I really enjoyed myself. That's when it hit me. These high achievers are treating me like an equal. This is amazing. I'm doing good. I left the bank feeling better than I had done in a very long time. I was full of confidence, and I thought that the world was a wonderful place where I could achieve wonderful things. Looking back at it, the meeting was important to me, and it helped me to really enjoy the days when I get to go sign the paperwork that makes me the owner of a new property. Those are really good days and should be celebrated. The story in numbers. Expenses: gas for the motorbike equaled $2. Parking equaled $0. Income: coffee equaled $2. Friends equaled invaluable. Confidence equaled invaluable. Experience equaled invaluable. Happiness equaled invaluable. The facts. Since our goal is to create a real estate portfolio that provides us with a passive income, every new house is an important step in the right direction. There should therefore be a sense of satisfaction when we take ownership of a new property. Like Benjamin Franklin put it, without continual growth and progress, such words as improvement, achievement, and success have no meaning. My trick when getting ready to sign something is to always take time to breathe and relax. I try to make room for confidence, and I try to feel good about the situation. That makes it easier to read the papers, and it helps me feel okay about asking any question I want without really caring about what they think of me. Having that with you is good, because it allows you to scroll through all the paperwork at your pace and feel comfortable about asking for explanations for anything you might struggle to understand. A very common mistake in business is to be so scared of what people think that you don't dare read things properly and ask about things you don't understand. That's no good, and it will keep you from growing. Being curious and daring to ask, even with the risk of looking like a fool, is a lot better than not knowing what you are doing. I have also learned to dispute answers to my questions that I don't understand. I ask them to simplify or give other examples until I know exactly what's going on. This can all be tough, but it is something you can learn and grow comfortable doing. The result of having this kind of confidence is a much more comfortable life where you understand what is going on and what you are in for. Learning to have confidence enough to risk looking stupid will give you a huge competitive edge, and it will help you grow in several different areas of your life. It will make you a better consumer, a better negotiator, and over time, a much wiser person. Dare to ask and dare to have people simplify until you understand. Don't move forward until you understand. Action items. As you close on a deal, use a realtor or an attorney to help you with the paperwork. They do title searches and check to see if the sellers have the right to actually sell you the property. This is an important step, as getting fooled can ruin you. They will also make sure you buy a property without any liens on it. No mortgages, no debts owed to contractors, electrical companies, or other external parties. Try to enjoy the days on which you close on a property. Take time for the event. Make sure to stay calm. Go through everything and only sign if it all looks good.